River flooding. Rivers flood for a variety of different reasons, and very few rivers have the same background characteristics. The reasons why rivers flood can be divided into human and physical characteristics. Physical reasons for river flooding. Precipitation type, amount and duration is the most obvious reason for river flooding. Long, steady, prolonged rainfall will produce rivers which rise slowly but can flood, whilst heavy short showers can cause rivers to rise quickly and burst their banks quickly. Snowfall is another factor to take into account. River levels fall in the UK as precipitation is often stored as snow during cold snaps. However, when temperature warms and that snow melts, many days' worth of precipitation can end up in rivers and cause flooding. The relief of the land may also have an impact. Steep slopes tend to reduce the amount of infiltration of water into the ground. This water can then flow quickly down to rivers as overland flow. In addition, steep slopes also cause more through flow within the soil. Both can raise river levels. Gentle slopes or flat land allow water to penetrate into the soil and can increase lag times. Vegetation type and coverage plays a big role, with forests intercepting more rainfall than grasses. This interception increases lag time and reduces the risk of a flood. Indeed, deforestation or the removal of trees can increase soil erosion, reduce interception and increase flood risk. Afforestation, where trees are planted, can have the opposite effect. Soil and rock type can also influence what happens to precipitation when it reaches the ground. Impermeable soils and rocks such as clay or shale do not allow water to infiltrate. This forces water to run off, reducing river lag times and increasing flood risk. Permeable rocks allow water to infiltrate into them. If permeable rocks allow water in through cracks, fissures and bedding planes, but not through their pores, they are said to be pervious. Limestone is an example of this. Porous rocks allow water to penetrate into their pores. Sandstone is an example of this. Human reasons for river flooding include urbanisation. Urbanisation can cause flooding because many of the surface in towns and cities are impermeable. The whole urban system is designed to move water from the surface into underground pipes and away from urban areas which have high value. This can lead to floods in other regions. Deforestation, or the removal of trees, can increase soil erosion, reduce interception, and increase flood risk. Increases in population density can also have an impact, as it places more people in flood risk areas. It is for this reason that we are building on floodplains and flood risk areas in the UK. But this just increases the likelihood of a flood. Historically, floods were reasonably unusual events in the UK and mainly occurred during the winter season. This pattern is changing, with major floods becoming more frequent in the UK and many are now occurring in summer. One case study of a flood in an MEDC in Morpeth occurred in early September. If these patterns continue, it will cost a lot of money to protect the vulnerable people in flood risk zones. In addition, winter rainfall is becoming more prolonged and heavier as well.